We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Repeat after me, folks. Do not look at the baseball standings till Memorial Day. Do not look at the baseball standings till Memorial Day. Breathe. Try not to overreact. But 3 weeks into the season, we can see some really interesting storylines starting to evolve, and Paul Hagan is bright enough from MLB.com to share some of his insights with us. So, Paul, I always tell people don't react till Memorial Day weekend, so give it some time. But I bet you've seen at least some storylines that you believe to be true. Not the fate of teams, but some storylines that you think are going to prove to be season-long storylines in the first 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, John, I think that I think it's hard sometimes to separate individual storylines from team storylines. You look at two teams like the Pirates and the Giants that, you know, got off to slow starts and then lost key players, Starling Marte with the Pirates and Madison Bumgarner with the Giants. So I think those are kind of inextricably linked. I think that when you look at the standings, and I totally agree with you, I think to start looking at the standings this early is silly, especially if a team is doing well. I think a team, you know, there's an old saying that you can't win anything in April, but you can lose in April.
Sure.
I look at a team like the Blue Jays, who I saw a lot of this spring, and I thought that on paper they had a chance to be really, really good this year, and all of a sudden they are 4-13 already. So I think that you can dig yourself a hole early that can be awfully, awfully hard to get out of.
Who's a team that you think has the potential, or maybe the most potential, to just run away and hide? If you were to look at the divisions, based on what we've seen so far and what you know about these teams, who's the team most likely to run away and just leave everybody in the dust?
Well, I mean, the knee-jerk answer is the Cubs, just because of how good they are and how young they are and what they did last year and everything they have going for them. But putting them aside, and God knows we've all been let down by the Nationals before.
Right.
You know, over the past 5 or 6 or 7 years, you know, that's a team that on paper we've all thought should probably have done more than it's done. But they look like they're starting to put it together now. I'm not sure, other than the Mets, who seem to have their own problems. I'm not sure there's another team in the National League East that can really hang with them. So, you know, if they can put it together, and they should, I mean, Bryce Harper is healthy and having the kind of year he can have. That pitching continues to be really good. Ryan Zimmerman is having the best year he's had in several years now. Now, they look like a team that could really, at least in the division, put some distance between themselves pretty quickly here.
Paul Hagan from MLB.com joining us here. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. East of the Mississippi, west of the Mississippi. It's sort of like if I gave you the field, do you like the teams west or do you like the teams east collectively? Who has more teams you think that could hoist the trophy?
Wow, I hadn't ever really thought of it that way.
I'm thinking of a column for you, Paul, like during the summer when you're struggling. You come up with it. Just give me credit.
That.
I'll take
it.
Yeah, I'll take
it. I appreciate that. Boy, that's a good one.
This year it's tough because I was trying to do it on paper.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you look at a team like the Dodgers, who we think, wow, they're such a good team, but they haven't really done anything in the postseason yet. And until they do, I think you have to say that's a hump they have to get over. So I guess I would probably say the East. I mean, I'm not sure the Orioles are for real yet. I mean, I love what they're doing. I love that they, you know, you go into spring training every year and you say, they might be okay. And then they always seem to overachieve. And the Yankees with their young kids after that slow start have really been playing well. And, of course, the Red Sox, we all know what they're capable of. So I might have to say the east of the Mississippi at this point, at least.
And I think it was Whitey Herzog that said there were like six games a year or something like that that a manager actually made the difference in. but to me, that is really undervaluing, to me, what a manager can do. Because I see some confounding things just flipping around on the satellite from night to night watching Major League Baseball games.
Well, I think there's a few things. I think what Whitey may have meant was, and I certainly don't want to speak for him, is, you know, the specific strategic moves you make. And I think you do see a lot of things that are hard to understand these days, maybe more than you used to. But, you know, teams have access to reams and reams of data. And what's interesting to me is that every team seems to use that data in different ways. So I'm sure a lot of that is generated by what the manager is hearing, from, you know, the stats people and the general manager and you know, I'm sure a lot of that is based on stuff that maybe we don't normally hear. We can see the easy stuff, but we don't have access to all the numbers they have. But I do think a manager, to take a step back from that, I think a manager affects every game in the way that he controls the mood of the clubhouse. And I think that's probably more important now than the X's and O's and the when do you put on the hit and run and when do you pinch hit, when do you change pitchers, you know, especially in the American League about changing pitchers. But I think the manager certainly controls the temperature of his team, and I think that as we go on, I think that's more and more important even than the strategy part of it.
Got to tell you, Paul, a market that I know you know like the back of your hand in Philly, I've been so impressed with the way that organization has been honest with their fans about their rebuild. And I've honestly tried to find other organizations that have been as honest, talking about how long it's going to take, what the moves they're trying to make. Has that been unique watching that, or am I just a little myopic in my view?
Well, I think every market's a little bit different. In Philadelphia, they never used to do that. The feeling was that if we tell people we're rebuilding, then, you know, that's going to hurt the attendance and hurt the bottom line and hurt the TV and radio ratings. So I think in the past there was maybe a more of a tendency to try to take the Band-Aid approach and bring in a couple guys and hope that everything went right. And sometimes it works and most times it doesn't. I think this kind of started back when Pat Gillick was the general manager here. And he traded Bobby Abreu and kind of said, well, it's going to be a few years until the Phillies are competitive. He was wrong. It came quicker than he thought it was
sure.
going to. Because younger players like Jimmy Rollins and Shane Victorino sort of stepped forward and let their enthusiasm and their energy show a little more. And I think the team got better quicker as a result. But, yeah, I think that there just came a point. And you look around, and I think the Cubs kind of did that when they started. They said, you know, when Theo Epstein came in, he said, well, we're going to do this, and it's going to take a while. It might not be pretty, but when we get to the end, it's going to be okay. And they lost, what, over 100 games for three straight years? And I think everybody kind of understood what that was all about. But it is hard, I think, for a team to say to its fans, hey, look, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 years, we may not be very good. But I also think it's important whether you're a rebuilding team, whether you're a team in the middle, or whether your team on top. I think teams should be honest with their fans. They should let them know not give away strategic advantages, but
sure.
let them know what's going on. Let them know what the plan is. I think fans are very willing to get behind a plan if they understand what it is. And even if they don't get behind it and want to disagree with it, well, that creates interest too, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Paul, always appreciate your time and your insights, and we'll look forward to catching up with you later in the baseball season.
Okay, John, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.